Our epistle for this Feast of the Immaculate Heart of Mary is taken from the Book of Wisdom, chapter 24, verses 23 to 31. As the vine I have brought forth a pleasant odor, and my flowers are the fruit of honor and riches. I am the mother of fair love, and of fear, and of knowledge, and of holy hope. In me is all grace of the way and of the truth. In me is all hope of life and of virtue. Come over to me, all ye that desire me, and be filled with my fruits. For my spirit is sweet above honey, and my inheritance above honey in the honeycomb. My memory is unto everlasting generations. They that eat me shall yet hunger, and they that drink me shall yet thirst. He that hearkens to me shall not be confounded, and they that work by me shall not sin, and they that explain me shall have life everlasting. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. Continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. John, chapter 19, verses 25 to 27. At that time there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother, and his mother's sister Mary of Cleophas, and Mary Magdalene. And Jesus therefore had seen his mother, and the disciple standing by whom he loved. He said to his mother, "Woman, behold thy son." After that he said to the disciple, "Behold thy mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her to his own. Thus far the words of today's epistle and Holy Gospel. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death.
I am the mother of fair love, and of fear, and of knowledge, and of holy hope. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, it is our second week, our second Sunday, where we have a feast of our Blessed Mother, which outranks the Sunday. And of course, as we have said before, when a feast outranks a Sunday, it's definitely a feast that is highlighted in a special way for our consideration. So what is the Feast of the Immaculate Heart of Mary? Well, I think in order to understand this, we need to go back to Scripture, where we find writings about our Blessed Mother and her heart. First, we have in Scripture that occurrence when the shepherds came and they found the child with his mother and Joseph. And they were all excited at what they saw, and they left. And it says, Mary kept all these words, pondering them in her heart. The next occurrence, of course, we have when Simeon, after the circumcision, waiting for the sight of the Messiah, takes our Lord, the babe, in his hands, says his Nunc Dimittis, and after that, in his Nunc Dimittis, he says, "And thy own soul a sword shall pierce, that out of many hearts thoughts may be revealed." And of course, we have the famous finding of our Lord in the temple. Joseph and Mary thinking that he was in the caravan heading out of Jerusalem. The 13-year-old Jesus was left or stayed behind. And they sought him for 3 days. And the journey took him all the way back to the temple. And finding him in the temple, the mother goes up to our Lord, who is there talking to the doctors of the law. It says, "Son, why hast thou done so to us? Thy father and I have been seeking thee, sorrowing." And his answer was, "Why have you been seeking me? Did you not know it must be about my father's business?" And it says, and they did not understand any of these things. But his mother kept all these words in her heart. And he went down and was subject to them. So there is definitely a focus on the heart of our Blessed Mother. And there's a meaning there. And of course, that meaning was kind of just left for individuals. And perhaps in certain devotions, but It didn't really come about as something for the universal church until Pope Pius XII made it so. But before he made it so, our Blessed Mother came down in her apparition to the three children of Portugal in 1917 and said that it was the wish of her divine Son that devotion to her Immaculate Heart be established in the world. It is for this reason that Pope Pius XII solemnly consecrated the Church and the whole world to the Immaculate Heart. And in 1945, the Feast of the Immaculate Heart of Mary was instituted to be solemnly celebrated each year throughout the world. Collaborates with that great Feast of the Sacred Heart. What is the heart? Well, it's a symbol of love, but it's also a vital organ. And when speaking of mother and child and the connection, it's the two organs that work together to promote life and the redemptive life which our Lord would have came from our Blessed Mother. It is here, I think, important for us to look at the epistle presented to us today for our consideration, and that is the part which sticks out to me is, I am the mother of fair love and of fear and of knowledge and of holy hope. Fair love, meaning any type of love, if it's true love, it has to be in connection with divine love. Otherwise, it's not love. It's infatuation, it's lust, or it's something else. I am the mother of fear. Why is she a mother of fear? Because she has us, based on that love, a fear to violate that love. Not a fear of hell or a loss of heaven, that's imperfect, but a fear of violating the love which is of God. She is the mother of knowledge. If you get close to her, you get close to him. The more you petition her to pray for you, the more you will understand your relationship with him. It's the way it works. And as this was revealed to Solomon way before our Lord was born and our Blessed Mother came to be here on earth, he writes that she is the mother of holy hope. Why holy hope? Because she is his mother, and he is our Redeemer and Savior. The conclusion has already been written. The end of the story is known to those who will see and those who will hear. God wins. The devil loses. But for us that are going through this veil of tears, and for us that are going through trying times, it's hard for us to see, feel, and not become a victim of the times in which we live, whether it be political, theological, philosophical, emotional, whatever. One thing about the world that we live in, it breeds only one thing, and that is to give us anxiety, to draw us down to our lower selves, and to point us down a road that's a dead end. The only way to combat that, because we're meant to be in the world but not of the world, is to hold on to something greater than ourselves. And something greater than ourselves has been given to us, because he has given to us his mother to be our mother. And it's her want to wrap her mantle of protection over and around us and to free us from all spiritual, physical, and mental harm. But we have to let her. We have to want her. We have to ask her to. And it's not something that we do from time to time whenever a feast day pops around. It's something that we do day in and day out. It has to be a daily and true devotion. It is the wish of her divine Son that devotion be to her Immaculate Heart. Kind of reminds me of that sacramental that we were given. Well, you have the brown scapula, give it to St. Simon Stock, but the green scapula that was given to us for conversion, and around it is the prayer that our Blessed Mother in revealing this sacramental says should be written around it. Immaculate Heart of Mary, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. It's very powerful. And I think that since we are always on a journey of conversion ourselves, just because we come to church on Sunday doesn't mean we don't have a need for conversion. What is conversion? Conversion is a turning over. And it's an infinite journey for all of us to turn towards and to progress towards the divine. And there's only one sure way to do it. To Jesus through Mary. So once again, let us commend ourselves to our Blessed Mother, our families. Let us not give way and become victims to the world and to those anxieties we find ourselves facing with, whether it be the anxieties within society or the anxieties that we find ourselves in, the trouble in the church, where people who are supposed to promote Christ are promoting other than Christ, and modernism and false ecumenism and interfaith and watering down the doctrine that has been given to us and handed down through the centuries. Let us not become victims of it and become discouraged and depressed. Because discouragement and depression is but a tool of the devil. No, we are supposed to have holy hope. In order to have holy hope, we need to go to the Mother of Holy Hope and petition her. But first we must believe, as it says in Scripture, in me is all grace of the way and the truth. In me is all hope of life and of virtue. Do you want to be a saint? Do you want to get to your true home, heaven? Do you want to be able to win the fight and to be with our Lord in heaven? Have a true devotion to our Blessed Mother. It's very simple. Pray the rosary. Don't say it. Pray it every day as a family. Meditate on the mysteries of the faith. I believe that our Blessed Mother at Fatima revealed this for the recipe of success in these latter times. They who eat me shall yet hunger, they who drink me shall yet thirst. If you have a devotion to our Blessed Mother, you will love God more. He who hearkens to me will not be confounded. You won't become a victim of the world, the devil, or of self. They who work by me shall not sin. You have a devotion to our Blessed Mother, you will get over fallen human nature. You'll be a victor over your predominant faults. You will remain in God's grace. And in living your devotion to our Blessed Mother, by your example, you will spread devotion to our Blessed Mother and explain her. And they who explain me shall have life everlasting. Those are the words of sacred scripture. So let us petition our Blessed Mother as our mother to pray for us now and at the hour of our death. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Confessions will be heard.